The good news is that the package or parcel from the post office wasn't a bill, or wasn't you know, occasionally you get like a card through the door and you think, yay, it's such and such, and then you turn up and you find out it's a bill or something that they wanted to get to you so quickly that, you know, it's not what you thought it was. Well, thankfully it's a square box, so I'm hoping for the best. There's a guy, sorry about the noise from that whatever it is on the left there, I'm trying to walk away from it as far as I can. Over at the park, there's a guy in a striped shirt and ill-fitting tracksuit bottoms. That's probably why he runs this early, because if people seen him in day-to-day, they'd probably report him. So, I'm going to do an early morning unboxing in the park. I was going to sit on my favourite bench, but it's covered in water. I might have to leave that then. I think I'm going to walk up to the next one, and then the next one, and then there's a couple of benches around the top. Whichever's the most dry, I'll sit down. I'm pretty sure that these are from Apple. Oh, hang on. It might not be. It says quantity 2, so then again it could be. It says if undeliverable, return to Synchreon Technology from Hinkley. Unless Apple have got some sort of thing where they've got a system that just, you know, wherever's nearby, they send them to you. Very strange. Maybe it's not what I thought it was. I was hoping it to be two pairs of headphones, headset that I bought from Apple. One is for the Sennheiser headphones for sport, as in the headphony bits at a certain angle and the plug is at a certain angle so you don't snag and tear it while you're running and all that. Really cool. I wanted some decent headphones as well, in-ear headphones for at home, so dual purpose. Plus I bought the cheap-ass £20 new iPod iPhone headphones that come with all the new, well, the shuffle and all that, the one with the inline volume control. And the reason for that is that on the £20 headset, I'm not really bothered too much about the earphones on that, but it's actually got a mic in line. So the idea with the mic is that I don't have to worry about talking into the phone. I can just have the headset in and have them draped, have the mic draped relatively close to me, and then talk on it. So that's the rationale behind that. I just wanted to see how good they are. I'm presuming it's the same sort of quality of mic as the one that you get in an iPhone anyway. So there's no benches that are dry enough, really, because it's got all the morning dew on it. I have to say, I think it's going to be a lovely morning. The blue sky is breaking through on the right-hand side. It's almost like this dramatic time shift above me. On the right-hand side is ahead by a few minutes, whereas it's dark and dreary on the left. It's slowly gradient from one to the other. He says, walking across the park with a box under his arm, talking into a what looks like a microphone to anybody else. People must think I'm a weirdo. Yes, I am. It's going to be a tough day today because I'm existing on 4 hours sleep. I'm just going to have to get loaded up on black coffee, thrash out 4 or 5 hours work, take a nap before Ella and Sam get back. So that'll probably be about 2, half 2, and then carry on from tonight. And then early start tomorrow morning. Over to Leicester. I don't even know where the hospital is. Anyway, I've gassed on enough. Have a good day, wherever you are in the world. Stay safe.